Hello, everybody. This is Suzanne from InnerSight, and this evening we have a really interesting show. Money that can be used to protect Americans is being wasted on nursing homes. It's very true. A lot of people out there have many problems when it comes to having the right amount of money, or even just having money in general is going to, you know, set people at odds with each other. So basically, you know, by taking people's money, the nursing homes are still facilitating, you know, this kind of aggression, I should say. Well, anyway, I'd like to invite our co-host this evening. He has a lot to say, and that's Frank Perino. Here he comes. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for keeping the show on the air, because we're here not just for ourselves. We don't get paid fancy salaries to do this. We're here because we care about all of our fellow Americans and millions of Americans are inflated. And I say that because it's so damn true. Inflated to go into nursing homes are there. They've been flourishing all these years. And how about all the people who are in assisted living and who are in shelters and who are in rehab that are exposed and encouraged to go in the nursing home? Now, millions of us do not want these nursing homes. Why does the government insist that we have? It's a waste of money. It's a waste of human life. It's abuse to millions of people. You know, it's horrendous that the people, and especially in this day and age when there's a serious housing problem, it's horrendous that people are driven from their homes. And I don't care how bad they are. If they're that sick, go to a hospital. All right? I'm not saying get rid of all the hospitals. We're in a site is not doing that. You're sick, you need help, you go to a hospital. Hopefully, the hospital will be open-minded and you'll get a choice of what kind of treatment you want. But that's another story. But put people in a hospital, but don't put them in a hospital with the threat of a nursing home. That makes people worse and apprehensive. It really does. Just ask anyone.
It does.
You know, you don't have to really take our word for it. Ask people. People that you know, your relatives. Just ask them a simple question. Would you rather be in a nursing home, or would you rather be in your own home with all the help that you need? See what kind of an answer you get.
Right.
The agencies for the blind and the disabled do absolutely nothing to keep us out of nursing homes, because their programs are limited and they're really booby-trapped in so many ways. You know, you take a turn, a wrong turn, or something happens, and right away they find an excuse to try to push you into a horrible nursing home. So there are so many safety issues in this country. Now, we've heard lately about this. It comes up every once in a while, a lot more, but it's always lingering around, the gun issue.
Yeah.
Right? Now, the big thing is when you have this horrible shooting going on, innocent people killed, nobody there to protect them. You know, the big debate comes out. Well, you know, we can't. People have a right to carry guns. Blah blah blah. All right, that's not the issue. But do something to deter these gunmen. Nothing is being done along those lines. Anybody can buy a gun. Can you get rid of those voices in the background, please?
Oh, boy. Hold on. Nobody's here but me, and I can't reach them.
Well,
so,
there's something in the background making a lot of noise.
No, I know. I know. I was trying to go into that area and shut it off, but I can't. So we'll leave it here.
We can't have that, then you'll have to put yourself on mute. I don't know. We can't
have noise in the show. You still hear it? Because my hearing's not that good.
I don't hear it right now, but I heard it.
Okay.
Before it out.
Yeah, it was.
So, one of the biggest questions that we're dealing with, and within the news tonight, that the Biden administration is spending too much money. You know, as the economist put it, I believe this guy is one of the head economists or billionaires in the country, and he said Biden's spending money like a drunken sailor. So how can we cut that spending? Do it with things that we don't need. Nursing homes on the top of the list. We do not need these damn nursing homes. We need people to be made safe and have services that they need in their own home. If a person is violent or needs a hospital, they're there. The services are there for that kind of a situation. But to be in your own home, to be safe, the safety in your own home is precious, and it's a must. If you get rid of that, you're interfering with the rights of people.
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with you, because let me tell you, their primary aim is to take the money that you've spent all your life on pensions and just, you know, small things even go into their possession as well. It's really sad. It really is. That's how I feel about it, and I think it should be changed more than anything. You know? It's just hard. I'm sorry, continue.
So, the most difficult thing is to find politicians who are going to tap into this and say, hey, the American people, and I believe we can safely speak for everyone if given a choice between a nursing home and their own home.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I really do.
The American people do not want these damn nursing homes hanging around.
No.
And the money being wasted. Look at the program that we've spoken of many times on this show. The dog at the door.
Mm-hmm.
With an office to protect people as a deterrent, to determine that someone coming up to the door or walking down the block is carrying a firearm. The money that's going into these nursing homes, a lot of that money could be converted for that safety program. Be much better.
Oh, yeah.
Put the much better use
than
putting somebody in a nursing home and taking all their money and treating them horrible. And who's to protect people right in the nursing home? Somebody walks in with a gun. How are they going to know that? They don't know.
Especially if they're visually impaired and hearing impaired, they won't know that.
The what?
Especially if they're hearing impaired and visually impaired at the same time. They won't know what's going on. It's sin. It's horrible. You know, it should be taken care of.
Well, you're talking about the residents, yeah. But,
yeah.
You know, anybody can walk in there,
mm-hmm.
a visitor, a relative, with a firearm and say, hey, I you know, justify, I'm going to help these people by putting them out of their misery.
No, that's supposed to be helpful, right? I don't think so.
Well, that's how a lot of people think, you know.
Yeah, no. Sad.
So the places that are taking the money aren't even protected from this kind of horror.
Yeah.
And we have got to make adjustments in this country. The national debt is too high. A lot of people talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
That we owe money. And another thing I heard on the news tonight, over 1 million people are waiting for Social Security disability.
Yeah.
A big long waiting list on that now.
Wow.
You know, and you've got these conflicts all over the world, and if you have any people who are American citizens, they come back here disabled, they're entitled to disability.
Yeah, they are.
That's going to make the list go up.
Oh, I agree with that.
And the other thing is, while a person is waiting for disability, they get some benefits from the local social service. But then when that disability comes in, they're ready to grab the money back.
That's right.
What the hell kind of a thing is that?
It's horrible.
That whole structure of the way it operates has to be changed. Should not be taking money from people who don't have it.
That's true.
You know? Or if they do, make it so that it won't hurt the person. All right, we'll give you $5 a year. You want the money back? $5 a year, or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, $1 a year. And we'll pay you back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person claim hardship. You get a few thousand dollars when you get on disability, and right away they're ready to grab X amount of dollars because they helped you. Well, they helped us because they owe us that help. They owe it to us. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen in A Day for Milton. If you'd like to learn more about that or help bring about A Day for Milton, please send us an email. InnerSight1620@gmail.com or call the Inner Sight hotline 631-224-3090. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, where you can see a great presence of Milton the guide dog, who was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation over a year ago without any compensation for Michelle, the blind woman, who was forced.
Mm-hmm.
And I say forced because there's no law prevented. Forced to bring her dog back to the school. Shelby's
mm-hmm.
Kitchen, 631-286-0444 with catering in Bellport, New York. All right, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my good friend Anthony Kennedy, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Want information on getting a house, apartment? Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. We thank the Suffolk Bus Corp, John Corrado, and the whole gang over there for keeping Inner Sight going.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you need dog food, cat food, free of charge, we got a good number for you. 631-484-3085 to talk to Gary. He's the head guy over there who runs this wonderful program. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and small animal food, too. He's got some of that. Medical, when they're able to do it. Talk to him about that. All right, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocate for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight email, Inner Sight 1620-1620 at gmail.com, or the Inner Sight hotline 631-224-3090. Want to contact us? Questions or people who need help. We'll do our best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight and Silo are piling up together, working mm-hmm. on bringing about the first news conference with the solution to the nursing home. And one of the major points at that news conference is going to be the money.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. American money is being wasted on these nursing homes. And we'll have facts and figures, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, the day of the news conference to be announced. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And if you want to know more of what they're doing, check the website, Silo. .org. All right, let's see. We have endorsed Ed Romaine for Suffolk County Executive. That's local here in Suffolk County, New York. And the reason we endorsed Ed is because he gave us the proclamation from Milton showing that he cares and that he wanted to do something to get the word out that these schools should be a lot more safety conscious and licensed and regulated. So thank you, Ed, and we urge people to vote for Ed because we know at least the kind of a person he is based on the fact that he signed. He has signed his name to the proclamation of Milton. Now, to me, that means a lot.
To me, too.
So good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Consider Ed Romaine, Suffolk County Executive here in Suffolk, Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight on Nursing Home Show and the simple solution, what to do with the nursing home. Turn them into accessible housing. That's what
desperately
we need.
Needed. Yeah.
Got a call tonight from a woman. Can you help me get housed?
Mm.
Every day, people are struggling to find housing all over this country. And these nursing homes are eating up a lot of the money that could be used for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to get these agencies more involved. We've said it a million times. We, the disabled, should be partners with the agencies, working together to solve these problems. And I don't mean just getting together and having a meeting and talking. That's a bunch of bull. Doesn't mean a damn
mm-hmm.
thing. But the next day, it's all forgotten. I'm talking about doing. I'm talking about using the money to bring about change.
Mm-hmm.
it's a big difference than just getting together and talking. Well, that's what's needed.
You know, it was weird, Frank. When I was a little younger, I remember this one thing that they kept doing that really bothered me, that this person who obviously was in the Army and came back severely injured with, you know, two amputations and paralysis and all that and a head injury, and yet they're not coming home to accessibility. They're coming home because they fought to protect us and they got injured. But normally this should be taken care of so people have accessibility when they do come home. They protect our freedom, and yet it's not happening. Yeah.
Well, you need a much stronger law on that.
Yes, we do.
I mean, you need enforcement. Last night, only 10% of housing is by law, I believe it is 10%. Must
yeah,
be accessible.
Isn't that stupid? Shouldn't it all be?
What kind of a law is that?
I don't know, but
I mean,
I know it's not working.
If you made a law like that for the general population, you know all the trouble you'd have in this country?
Oh, yeah. Big time trouble.
They'd never get away with it.
No, they wouldn't. That's the sad part. They'd undersell the disabled in a sense, you know, based on what they have, and then they say, okay, we got to kill this one off to get this one in, which is another, you know, horrible thing that they do. You should see my mom, the difference. Yeah. My mom's difference in her face. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They play favorites.
Yeah, they do.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's why they have one of the big things of those staff meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, one of the big subjects of the staff meeting is not how to take better care of people, because we've seen the results of that. So I submit that one of the biggest features of those meetings is concentrate on this one and that one because they're on the way out, and we have A, B, and C ready to come in.
That's right. 100% right. That's what they're doing.
Or I should say, don't concentrate on this one and that one.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, don't worry about them. They're not gonna last that long anyway.
Which is sad. How could you even do that to a group of people? They're somebody's parent. They're somebody's sister or brother. Why are you doing it? It just doesn't make sense. You know.
And that's why they don't want those staff meetings made public.
That's right.
Because they've got something to hide.
That's for sure.
And all that money that the government puts into them, and the government is allowing this kind of a thing to happen in these nursing homes. You know? And if I'm wrong, prove me wrong. Bring the
health
aides in to the nursing home.
That's right.
Let them help the people that they're supposed to help.
They don't want to do that. Yeah, that's true.
There's
they don't want to do that. I'll tell you why they don't want to do it.
Yeah,
they don't want to do that. They know that people are watching them at that point, and they don't want to, you know, come into, you know, getting, you know, all of it's just a conspiracy to get to that bed and get the person's, for you to sign the person's pension over or whatever the case may be. I think it's totally wrong, you know?
Yeah, of course they don't want to do that. And another big reason why they don't want to do it is because they don't want to help the person to get home.
Yeah, that's right.
You're taking the damn money. That's
I sit here and I shake my head, Frank. It's got to get better. That's all.
Well, you got to wake up these damn politicians
Yeah, you too.
Have to wake up and understand and do what the people want.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why we got to get more signatures on the petition.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
We don't
still
have enough signatures.
No, we don't.
We've got to get more. We need millions of signatures.
On both petitions.
Let's take a look at the petition. Let's get the number.
It was 175 last time I looked at it, but that might not be right. Let me take a look. Okay.
Well, you got to find a way where every day 10 or 20 people will sign that petition and send it out to their friends.
Yeah.
That's what we need, that nursing home.
Yeah, it's 175 still.
Yeah, because you need an outlet.
Yeah.
You need an outlet. You need a place where you can go. And then once you get a permission for a place, we can get a flyer made up. I told you that a million times. That's what you got to do.
Okay.
A place where people frequent. You know, where people, if you hit on the right person.
I'm sorry, I'm going to put myself on mute.
There goes those voices. A place where, the best place would be with someone who had a loved one in a nursing home. And they suffered and passed away. I hate to say it, but somebody like that, you know, who maybe has a business establishment and would let us collect names and build up the petition. Go to change.org. Where you can read it, read the petition, how we believe it can work. And that, with the government spending less money, if they would get the agencies involved. 827 New York, Nursing Home Show, Inner Sight. Get the agencies involved in raising the money. Let them start with the people who are trying to keep their loved ones out of a nursing home who need help. There's thousands of people like that all over this country. Thousands of people who need help with that. You know, to pay for the aids and whatever other expenses they're incurring. So the agencies can start with that. They ought to have permission. There should be a mandate that mandates that these agencies are allowed to do that. Contact constituents in their community, you know, do it that way, and find out, are you trying to keep so-and-so out of a nursing home? See? And the agency should be mandated to help make that happen financially. And, of course, they can fundraise and they can make money on that. And that's how it should be. I mean, regardless of, because these programs that are set up, they don't work. They're not keeping you out of the nursing home. They're only making it so that more money is going into the program. And if you meet a certain criteria, if you're lucky, you can stay out. But if something changes in favor of the nursing home, they're going to put you in. And they're going to try to put you in. If the agencies were mandated to raise money to keep people out, none of that legally would apply to that mandate. That's how it would have to be. In other words, the money would be free and clear to help the person stay out of the nursing home. And, of course, the nursing home people won't like it, but that's too damn bad. We need something on our side. We know that the nursing homes are there, and they're taking people's money, and they're encouraging people on all levels to go into the damn place, hospitals, assisted living, rehab, three major sources of encouragement to go in nursing homes. We need something on our side. Agencies mandated to raise money to keep people out of the nursing home. That would balance the scales a little bit, and it would lead to the end of these horrible nursing homes. Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And by the way, if you want to call in, I believe the phones are open. 213-816-1650. If anyone is on the line, I don't know, but we'll try to find out.
Hey, I'm still here.
Anybody on the line?
Yeah, I'm going to check. Just us two.
All right. So, one of the worst times in nursing home is the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
People wanting to be with their family, people wanting to be in their home, people wanted to be have as much freedom as they can, you know, to go outside, to get in the sun, to maybe see a relative they haven't seen for a while. I remember a couple of months ago, Joe Delgado, the head of Suffolk Independent Living here in Suffolk County, was telling me that a lot of people couldn't call out to call their relatives. And Sila was working with the phone company to remedy that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't have an update on that, but I remember he told me that. But, you know, these places, these horrible nursing homes, could not allow that to happen.
Yeah.
It's all that money, and you can't even make a phone call.
Right. We were talking about that, too. They brought over for us to use one of those handheld, sort of like a tablet. Well, P.S., my mom didn't know how to use it, so it had to be organized stricter than it was. That's crazy. It's during the height of COVID, and you should be getting people to speak with each other, or anything else for that matter. You know?
Yeah, well, it's just another one of the horrible drawbacks of these places, and it's really just a loss of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
What it is. Infringing upon people's rights and their freedom. That's what these places do. And that's why they're so horrible.
Theo.
And the money that's being wasted is just unbelievable. The government, you hear some of these people on the other side. Let's say, okay, the Democrats, are spending too much money. But the people on the other side complain about it, the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't they do something about it? You know?
Good question.
Why don't they declare fair hearings?
Mm-hmm.
On the nursing home and bring people in there and listen to the people, you know, and then take a vote. Shouldn't we cut the money to these nursing homes and get people in their own home?
That's right.
Of course,
and
you
know what
you
bothers
do it,
me?
Before you cut the money, you got to make sure people are going to be safe where they're going to go.
Right.
What were you going to say?
What I was going to say is that things aren't done in the proper way, and then we're blamed for a lot of the mistakes that happened, but that's not 100% true when you actually are sitting there waiting, you know, for housing and stuff like that. You know, only 10% of the housing facility or housing is actually limited because you don't get the chance to, you know, make things better for yourself and your family. The way
one of the things we call for at the news conference
mm-hmm.
is federal hearings on these nursing mm-hmm. homes. And by that I mean people being allowed to go before Congress, be it in their hometown or in Washington, to tell their stories and how their loved ones have been abused in the nursing home and how the money is being wasted and how America is being hurt by that. We're going to call for that in the news conference. It's up to the Congress to hear us and set these hearings up. We have enough names on the petition, they'll have to.
Right.
You've got to get an outlet to get those
There's
names.
Two petitions, though, Frank. I don't know if you know that.
What do you mean, two petitions?
Two nursing home petitions. Your daughter made
Why
one.
Why are there two nursing home petitions?
Your daughter made one. And it's getting the same, the way in which it's written. I don't know how or why. It'll help us in any way, shape, or form. You know, both of them are similar.
What are you telling me? How come there's two petitions? I never knew this.
I don't know. I just found out myself.
I don't know.
No, I don't. It's the first time I found out about it. I just looked at it, and it was written by Mary, and she said Mary Frank's daughter, and on there, and that was it. That's all I know about it.
What Mary wrote, I don't even know what
right.
I think she read it.
Yeah, but now you have two petitions, one from the beginning and one from now.
Well, just add what she wrote to ours, that's all.
But people have already signed it. I don't know what to do with that. And you can't really,
leave it.
Unless
they
I call them.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many names
but
we
both
got
of them
on?
Have the same numbers. One is 244, one is 175. We really need either petition, I don't care, has to be, you know, spoken upon and advocated.
How many names on the one that Mary wrote?
244.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. How many names on the
other
one?
I just found out. The other one has 175.
So add those two numbers together.
Yeah, that's a decent amount.
That's 400 names.
Yeah.
Well, people must like what she wrote if they're signing it.
No, both petitions were very good. I had to pay to get for the other one to, you know, pick up, you know, to 175. Plus,
all right, so whichever
we
one
have
you
what
like,
we wanted.
Sign it.
Okay. I mean, I'll see. I'll see which one's better. I just don't want
they're
it to
both,
be a competition.
Even both.
Yeah, they both are
they're
good.
Both
yeah.
Getting named. Or just take the, you know, add them together.
Yeah, I will. If the other one picks up on 175, then I'm definitely going to head towards seeing which one I like better. And then I'll put them together.
Any names, leave it.
Yeah, I will.
You know, well, I know what you're talking about. I know she added.
No, it's not directing to our petition anymore. It's directing to the best of open mic, one of the things, the best of this, the best of that, and it can't be connected that way. It has to be connected
That's
to
all right.
Whatever
way it's getting names,
leave
good.
It. Yeah. I'll leave
we
it.
We talk
if
about
it's
these nursing
named.
Homes all the time.
Yes, we do.
All right, so we have over 400 names.
Right.
That's a new piece of information. You have
just
the choice of signing two different petitions.
Mm-hmm.
Change.org. Now, how are we doing with the service dog petition?
Oh, same as what we had. It's almost at 76,000, but it needs a little push until it'll get up there.
Well, can you read the number? How many? 75,000?
It's about 75,800, I think 42 the last time I saw it today.
All right, so it's almost 76.
Exactly.
1,000 on that one. All right. So we're moving forward. We got almost 400 names on, over 400 names on the nursing home thing. Now is a good
right.
time to try to make a connection with some place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, get a place where you can set up and we'll get a flyer made and hand it out.
Yeah.
And say
that's
sign
great.
Up
I'll do that. Yep.
Well, you got
to find
a place.
What about in Silo? Will we be able to do that in Silo? Excuse me for interrupting. Sorry about that. But in Silo.
What do you mean,
Silo? Well, they're helping us tremendously. You know, by posting our petitions, by doing, you know, and getting things together so we can have a
they're
going to
put it
know,
up on
good
their
outcome.
Web.
Yeah, that's all.
They haven't already.
Yeah, I'll take a look. I didn't look at that yet.
It's up on
but
there,
I wanted
it should
to mention
be up on the website. Maybe that's
it
where we
be,
got
yes.
the 244 name. I don't know.
No, that's strictly the story that she wrote about when she was born and how you were a twin and
right.
stuff like that.
Whatever way it can be done, I'm
yeah.
for it.
Me too. I don't care. As long as it does it. It does the job. That's all that matters to me. But I don't want to feel as if I'm, you know, she doesn't like my petition or our petition. I don't want to feel like I changed anything in her mind.
No. That's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's what I thought immediately. I was like, oh, God, I don't know. Hopefully she thinks I still want to help you and do things for you.
That she wanted
yeah.
to write her own personal feeling on. So that's all right.
That's all right, yeah. I just didn't want it to be that she's mad at me or something, you know.
If you find a place where they'll let you go and try to get names, we can probably get a letter. If it's in Suffolk County, we can probably get a letter from Silo of support.
Oh, great. That might be good.
Yeah, you got to find a place.
Yeah, I was thinking, I told you where I was thinking. I'm going to go there this week, and I'm going to find out what is needed to do that. You know?
Well, call them first.
Yeah, I think
where
it's
going.
I thought about that just now. I'm like, yeah, Suzanne, it's probably a better situation. If you call them first, see if they do that. If they don't do that, then you went there for, you know, for nothing.
Tell them what it's
yeah.
about. Call them.
Yeah.
Tell them we're trying to save this country money and help millions of people at the same time. That's how you would appeal to
them. Yeah, it needs those type of words, like action words that people are like, oh, they're going to be coming with this. You know, that I've noticed. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
then I'll make it that way.
Being wasted on these nursing homes when people need help.
Exactly.
And they don't belong there. And then you tell them how it would work and, you know,
mm-hmm.
direct them to the petition. You got to find the right person.
Yeah.
Believe me.
You're right about that.
Person who's going to believe in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Person who's going to say, hey, I have my business, but my mother died in a nursing home and I tried to help her and they wouldn't listen to me. And
mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Stay outside my door. Get all the names you want. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Somebody
exactly.
like that. And
mm-hmm.
believe me, they're out there.
Yes, they are.
Just like they're
and
out
I think
there
I might
know
the right person. To do that too. I'm going to find out tomorrow, basically.
Just like they were out there for the day for Milton when they found
mm-hmm.
out what happened. You know?
It's disturbing what happened to Milton. Very.
Who has experienced the horror of these places.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way to go, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then if you can find a place, and by the time we get this news conference set up, we can announce it.
Yeah.
That you're at so-and-so a place 1, 2, 3 days a week, whatever it is, collecting signatures.
Yeah.
You know, you can announce it, and maybe News 12 will let us announce it.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, you got to get it set up.
Mm-hmm. They have a calendar, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
What?
They definitely have a calendar, don't they? On News 12?
Yeah. Well,
the calendar that we put things on? The event calendar.
Yeah.
So we do put it there, too. Yeah.
Then you'd have to make sure that you're there when you say you're there.
When I'm there, exactly.
All right, Inner Sight, what do you think? Why is Louis on tonight?
Maybe he didn't get it. Did he advertise it? Yes, I think so. Yeah.
All right, let's take Louis' call.
Louis' call. Here it is.
Turn them into accessible housing.
Yes. Louis?
Hey, Louis, the lip.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, Louis.
Yeah, I missed your phone call yesterday.
Sorry about that.
I was supposed to call you?
Yeah, yesterday you told me you were trick-or-treating with Connie and Chrissy yesterday.
that was you, not me.
Yeah. I didn't get a phone call yesterday.
Yeah, trick-or-treating, kissy-kissy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So did you go out?
Halloween's over.
You get any candy yesterday?
I got a lot of love drops in my bag. I got lipstick.
You got lipstick?
Yeah.
I'm only joking.
I got lipstick. I got makeup. I got eyeshadow.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was funny. Get out of here.
Yeah, guys. I went to the scene. One of the ladies gave me cosmetics, like lipstick, eyebrow, mascara, and eyeshadow and perfume.
Why don't you do makeup commercials?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Makeup, boom, they hit you in the face with them.
And the makeup comes on.
Makeup kit.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, I got candy from Lithuania.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
And some of it has liquor in it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And guys, the turn your clock an hour behind.
When?
Saturday.
Saturday?
I thought they were keeping it on daylight savings time. I don't know. I'd have to check that out.
It's on the calendar.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to change my clock.
Yeah.
Maybe with the way it is.
Hey, guys, I have to apologize. I didn't get a phone call from both of you.
No, I have to apologize
right.
I wasn't feeling well. Yeah.
I know. That's okay. Let it be. That's all. Hey, did you hear that actor Matthew Perry?
Yeah. That was sad.
He passed on.
Yeah, and I think somebody else passed on. I can't remember the name, but it was another actor. No, that's Matthew Perry. It was something. Yeah.
Who was Matthew Perry? I never heard of him.
He used to do Friends with the other sitcom people, and when he passed on, all the people who were, you know, helping out with friends and stuff like that, or actors and actresses, really fell, you know, hard.
I'm not familiar. How old was he?
He's like 50.
What? 54
yeah,
years old.
Oh, 54? I thought he was 50.
Yeah, died of suicide.
Oh, they ruled it suicide?
Yeah.
Suicide.
On drugs,
yeah.
He passed away, you know.
Yeah.
He was doing well for a while, and then boom. That's really sad.
Yeah. And Richard Moe, the actor, he plays in Night Court. He died, too.
He died, too? Oh, jeez.
Richard Moe plays the judge in Night Court.
Yeah. I remember him, yeah. I used to
like
Night Court. I don't know.
Yeah. So Matthew Perry, we miss. Rest in peace.
Well, give me some of what he's taking. I want to get loaded, too.
Yeah.
Is that it? Oh, I got some good news, everybody.
The $99,000 answer.
I got some good news, everybody. It's important that you hear it. We are first.
What?
We are in first place for our disability podcast. So Innersight Freedom made it to number one out of 20.
Where'd you see that?
That's on FeedSpot. I'll give you the URL and you can send it to somebody. Yeah.
What does it say?
It just has our podcast. That's it.
Well, send it out.
And you can follow it. I'm brave.
Use it.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, put it
number
on,
one spot.
On Facebook and all that.
Yeah.
Number one. What happened to the other show? We knocked them out.
Yeah, basically. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
In a site, number one. Wow.
Yeah, it's in the number one spot on FeedSpot.
That's amazing.
We have everything else. This one I
number
thought was
one.
Interesting,
I call
too.
Ira Tucker and tell him that.
Yeah, he'd be happy for us.
FeedSpot, right?
Yeah, FeedSpot. Just type in FeedSpot, and let me check and see if I just put Inner Sight. Because I put us on FeedSpot.
That might be worth a news release.
That's right. Okay, Inner Sight. I just typed that in. See what it gives us.
Yeah. They sent you a note?
No, I've been looking. I've been keeping my eye on it, saying, oh, wow, this is good, or whatever it was doing. But now
you
it really gave
it
us. Yeah, it was. I wanted to see where we were. And it turns out, yeah, I'm there on it now.
You told me you were on it.
Yeah, I am on it now, still. I took a brief look at it. We fight for independence and power. They took all of our. Yeah.
All right, so what does it say?
Well, we had put a little bit so we can have it whenever there's like a promo like this, an easy promo, I should say. It'll put up the words that we need. Like, here goes, Inner Sight Freedom, hosted by Frank Farino and Suzanne Taurasi-Ferraro. Inner Sight means freedom advocates for the disabled. Inner Sight Freedom fights for independence, empowerment, equality, total accessibility, and disability rights. The money that should be used to change the system as it stands has failed the disabled. And then there's one or two lines more, like follow the podcast, basically.
Yeah, but where does it say that we're number one?
On the feed spots. Out of 20 disability podcasts, we're number one out of 20.
It says that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
You see, number one, Inner Sight Freedom, Stable, New York, and it just gives you what I just read to you. Number two is the one that we knocked out by two spots, and
verbatim.
Disability Matters.
Verbatim.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You want to hear which one in particular?
Yeah, I'm going to check it out also.
We're number one. Hold it, Louis. Hold it. Read that we're number one verbatim. I want to hear what's this.
It just has the spot, and it says one dot, And then it says Inner Sight Freedom, and that's it. And then the next one is the one we knocked out, of course, Disability Matters. That's number two. Number three, it goes like that.
All right, Inner Sight number one, baby.
I knew you would like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I mentioned it.
All right, Lou, give us Friday night with the number one show in the world on the disabled, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Able News speaking. Able News is the number one paper for Inner Sight. And you show a front cover of Connie and Chrissy. They give you out the love drops and kissy-kissy. For more information, you can get a hold of Connie and Chrissy on the Able News paper. Read it and weep. Make sure you get a copy of Able News newspaper with Connie and Chrissy on the front cover. We'll get it on together and have a good time on the Able News paper. Available at Brentwood Market and all over the place, and we should get it for $4.
Wow.
Well, wait, now it's free.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
$4.
$4.
Wait for the promo.
Yeah, Friday night. Hear it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure you tune in 2 days for the Blog Talk Radio Frolics on Inner Sight. Blog Talk Radio from 8 to 9. We have a lot of fun and goof off. And a swap for the baffle with Rosetta Detta, Light Pat Cooper, Jerry Lewis, and yours truly, Louie Rivera. I'm going to flirt with Connie and Chrissy with the swab and get it on with the ladies. And right there, I got the right baffle and the right time.
There you go.
Yeah. Can I wear a wig while I go into that bathroom?
All right. Go inside. Do what you need to and come back.
I go to the ladies' hubba hubba bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah. Make sure there's no ducks in there.
Yeah,
no ducks.
Will you cut that in?
That's a
chicken.
A rooster, I don't know.
What? Did you hear the frog?
That's the frog? That's a cow.
Yeah. Hey, this is a dog.
We have a dog.
In the background.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what you have a CSA toy? I put it through the phone. And the rooster goes,
Okay, Lou. We got to get going. We have a minute, 37 seconds.
All right. We'll show you how to get naked without taking your clothes off.
There you
go. Cover yourself up.
Inner Sight, Friday night.
Good night, Louie.
Okay, Frank and Suzanne, I love you.
We love you, too. Okay?
I enjoyed my mom's birthday, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, happy birthday. Come
my
on.
Mom, 90.
90? Wow.
Yeah.
God bless her. Yeah.
I was singing that Samori egg, got a kick in the head. Everybody loves somebody.
You got 60 seconds. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But... we're going to have to...
Okay, I'll call you Friday. Yeah, okay, I'll be ready.
All right, Lou. See you then.
Bye-bye. I love you.
Bye-bye. I love you, too. Goodbye. Thank you, Frank, for helping out.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night, everyone.